Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Secret this morning is, what are you hiding at your home that you hope nobody finds? All of my old lady face creams that I keep in the fridge.
Oh.
Back to secrets.
Yeah. Oh, I bet there's a lot.
Oh, mine and my boyfriend's special mold, if you will.
That is like a growing trend.
Well, it is.
Bad word. That's like a bigger trend.
The old clone willy.
Yeah.
I'm hiding my pillow pet from when I was 15 years old. I still sleep with it every night, and I'm 28 years old.
I just talked to somebody the other day who's 40 and still has their blanket that they had as a kid, and they still sleep with it.
That will be my daughter.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's so funny. We give them these security blankets and these security items like they're not going to just be able to walk away from it. Like, okay, get rid of it.
And why not? Why not have something that makes you feel more comfortable and hop in bed or snuggle with it?
Who cares?
All right. I'm hiding my second phone that my boyfriend doesn't know about.
Oh, what is that phone for? Is it business?
It's the business phone.
Oh, I bet it's business. The business is booming. I like that we just encouraged her. She's totally cheating on him. We were like, business is a booming.
That's terrible. Why did we do that?
You should get rid of that phone and be honest. Unless it's booming.
Okay, there's that, and then this secret, which is so sweet and innocent. I'm hiding my stash of candy and snacks.
What can you bring us?
Unless they're like on a diet and they're not supposed to have it and they're hiding it, I bet that's what it is.
Maybe that's what that lady's burner phone is for.
Totally.
They're like Chick-fil-A dealer or something.
I'm hiding a giant pile of dirty clothes that I am too lazy to bring down to the laundry room.
Oh, same preach. Girl. I can't. There's so many times I'm like, all right, today's laundry day. I need to do laundry. I should probably do laundry. Yep. And then you'll do the... Okay, that's just okay. Never mind. That's totally fine. That's good. That's fine.
That's why I have so many clothes, because then I can just skip laundry day for weeks.
Oh, yeah. You have so many clothes. You could clothe the state of Minnesota with your entire wardrobe.
I probably should.
You'd
be very comfortable because it's just loungewear.
Yes.
I'm hiding my dirty makeup towel.
Oh,
I'm hiding Dez's brain pills. I need them too. Don't be careful, though, if you're hiding them. You might not be able to find them if you haven't taken the brain pills that day.
Yeah, that really feels like it's counterproductive for the brain pill. I have no idea where I put them.
What are you hiding at your home you hope nobody finds? My obsession with Niall Horan.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad you're still with us.
Okay.
I have 300 ounces of silver bullion bars. What's that?
I think it's just like silver bars. Yeah. Oh, so that's, I don't know what that would, let me look it up.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I don't know. I mean, that is awesome. I wish I had some gold or silver bars. Wouldn't that be fun? Be like, ooh, come and see my silver bars.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know I don't want people knowing that I have a massive doll collection. My vinyl Beatles White album. That's pretty cool. I don't want people to find my son's baby teeth. I know it's gross, but I just can't toss them.
Oh, that is so gross. I don't understand what you're keeping with those.
Oh,
I don't get it.
Teeny
but
ton
they're
of
eating
baby
candy
teeth.
And they got cavities probably and they got plaque all over them. Gross. That 300 ounces of silver is worth like $8,000. So that is pretty sweet.
That is a nice little savings there. All right. I'm hiding my toy chest, if you will, in hopes my children don't stumble upon it. A lot of dirty birds up in here.
Boy, mom, I don't know what's in that cabinet, but it is real shaky.
That is weird. Something sounds like it's on.
It sounds like somebody's got like a lawnmower in there.
Okay, this is weird. My brother has in-laws who are hiding. Nope, I can't. Nope.
Oh.
What?
Is it bad?
With this? What? I don't know.
Okay. Well,
this seems like it could be illegal and I don't want to do that. I don't know.
Boy, this is probably
I'm keeping my cremated father next to my 65-inch TV. Okay,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think you would be ashamed of having your father.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
Yeah, I got my dog, Babe, is literally on the top left of my TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people are hiding their toys. I get it. Oh, my husband and I are hiding some naughty pictures of us.
Oh,
we make sure to keep them in our bedroom. I bet you do.
This is the weirdest story, and I don't think I've ever shared this. I went over to somebody's Super Bowl party years ago, and he showed me this like book of photos, right? And as he's showing me this book of photos,
he goes,
do you want to see the saucy ones? And I went, no. What are you talking about? He then flipped over and showed me exposed photos of his wife. I'm like,
what?
Oh, his wife was 3 feet away from us. And she goes, you like it?
No.
I'm like, what is happening? I was like, I just wanted dip. That's all I came up to this island for.
Yeah, you said saucy. I thought there was some form of a gravy.
I thought something was like a meatball. No. Nope.
Cheese dip.
No, I saw I saw it all.
Oh, my.
It was the beginning of the game. It was a long party after that.
You couldn't even look at her the same.
No, it was weird because I knew her really well. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Not cool. Not cool. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your secrets.